Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about repeating patterns. Well, let's go. Yes, after a while you start seeing patterns. Look at this one. It started in 1992, riot. 2013, riot. 2020, riot. 2025, riot. Yes, I guess people love riots. Yes, who doesn't, right? I like chaos. Do you like chaos? Apparently people do, so let's enjoy this, why not? Yeah, what couldn't it be the band Quiet Riot? I'd rather do this riot than the one that's actually having in Los Angeles. And incidentally, this band, they're from Los Angeles too, but, you know, apples and oranges. Which riot do you want? I'd rather have this one, but eh, I guess I'm in the minority, huh? Minorities. Well, thank you, lady. Happy birthday to me, huh? Oh, it's not even my birthday, but fuck me, right? Fucking minorities. Whatever. At least this whippet ain't burning shit, right? The only thing I'm burning is fucking my weed. But that's just a personal thing. But I'm not doing other bullshit. I'm not burning stuff, so whatever. You want to see who's fucking up? Let me bring up the clip. These guys are fucking up. Just an opinion.
It's important to remember that even that deployment, which was wanted by the governor, was quite, so you're seeing some, this is live, yeah, you're seeing not great conduct, and I wonder where the police are there.
Well, cops, the cops are like your deadbeat dad. They're just there just to make your life miserable. Yes, when did the cops ever help you? Let me think. Never? Every time I need a cop, they don't do shit. I remember when I got my shit stolen, and I asked the cops, I can't help you. But yeah, when you fucking cross the street and you don't look both ways, they already want to lock your ass up, so what the fuck? The only good thing is this guy in the vehicle is not putting up with these people's shit, so hey, fuck it, vigilante justice, I'm up for that. But I'm not gonna do it, I'll let you guys do that, because I'd rather point and laugh. But whatever.
But you're seeing the deployment of a military asset that's not aligned with state and locals, and we certainly know from the LA riots that was not.
Well, which riot? There's been four that I know of. If it's about the Rodney King thing, yeah. And what happened to him? He still died. Didn't he overdose in his pool? Well, I say good riddance to bad trash, in my opinion. But you know, whatever.
Very organized. So you are seeing. You're seeing now this car is leaving, but it's on everyone's videos.
Yeah, those dickheads were lucky that this wasn't the killdozer, because if it was a killdozer, they wouldn't exist. Yeah, incidentally, that dude that created the killdozer, they should make him into like a saint. Yeah, wanted to put him into, they canonize him. Yeah, make him into a priest. They actually made, what's his name, John Paul II. They canonized him. Yeah, he's a saint now, so yeah, they should do that, but, you know, I never get my wishes. Okay, I know.
So, I think what's happening is you're getting people against the protesters now coming, using vehicles to try to harm them or create more tension. So, this is...
You a racist? Do you hate Mexicans?
Yeah, I just hate the ones that do the bullshit. Mind you, I'm a Mexican too, so am I hating my own people? No, I'm just pointing out the bullshit. Yes, I always do that because I'm an asshole, apparently. Enjoy. I fight stupidity no matter where it comes from. I don't care if you're white, black, male, female, young, old, or anything. I don't even care if you're God. If you're doing dumb shit, guess what? I'm coming after you. Just saying. But don't worry, I'm not gonna be hurting you. Just with my words. But apparently that's very toxic and it's like a nuclear weapon, right? Damn censorship.
Uncle Danny and G-Main.
Uncle Danny and
G-Main. Uncle Danny and G-Main.
And G-Main. Yeah, but the only thing they don't stop is racism against white people. It is the stupidest thing. Yeah, watch. Let me just bring up this little clip.
A terrifying night of violence as Donald Trump supporters were attacked by an angry mob waiting for them outside a Trump rally.
Okay, fellas, let's see if you see what I see. Let's find out. Who is being racist? Let's find out.
Happened in San Jose. As the crowd headed home, they were set upon. One young woman tried to take them on, proudly showing off her chum shirt.
She's egging them on. She's egging them on.
Then it turned scary. She's hit in the face with a watermelon.
Why did you throw our watermelon at her? She's not black. Just saying.
And raw eggs.
Oh my god!
She finds herself all alone and cornered. The crowd screaming obscenities. And no one came to her aid. Not even the cops.
Yeah, you notice the cops ain't helping? Gee, aren't they doing the same thing right now in the LA riots? Oh, yes, isn't that weird? Patterns, patterns.
So scared watching this video, afraid for what was going to happen next to this young lady. And why were the police officers holding the doors and not grabbing her and pulling her inside?
Oh, that's easy. They were told not to help. Duh. Yes, they're not gonna bite the hand that feeds them. And it's not the American public, unfortunately. So who is it, I wonder? I guess the world may never know. Let's continue.
Headlines this morning say people leaving the rally were hunted and chased down like prey. Watch as this young man runs for his life. He's caught and knocked.
Gee, ain't that funny that this black man went after this white dude? Huh. Yeah. It's funny, in another timeline, yeah, that white boy would probably be a cop, and this black dude would be holding a TV running away. Right? Oh man, I bet this dude's thinking it's revenge because of racism, that's why he's going after this white dude. Yep, that's so stupid in my opinion.
Down. Look at the fear in his face as he attempts to flee.
Another fist fight's about to break out right now. The Trump reporter is getting pummeled right now.
Why do you blur out this guy's face? Ain't that funny, they always protect all the criminals and thugs? I don't know, is just me seeing this or am I stupid? I don't know.
This guy's Build the Wall t-shirt was ripped off his back. Then he's knocked and punched by six men.
Oh, so that's why you covered the dude's face, huh? Protect criminals? Fuck you, Inside Edition. You're a piece of shit in my opinion. Just saying. Oh shit, a reporter saved this dude's ass. Just like Superman. Awesome. At least someone's doing something. Like other people. Fucking losers.
The mob even followed the Trump supporters to their cars. Inside a parking garage, the assaults continued. An SUV was rocked and taillights.
Yeah, it's funny. If these guys were MAGA supported and they were the ones attacking the Democrat or whatever, oh yeah, I'm sure the cops will be there and crushing some skulls. But like, these guys are Trump supporters? Yeah, nah, don't do nothing. Yeah, I'm not a Trump supporter myself. I think he's a liar. He's not stopping the wars. That's just what I see, but you know, whatever.
I'm telling you, and I'm warning you, ladies and gentlemen, listen.
Yeah, fuck Geraldo Rivera. The only thing beaner about him is his last name. Yeah, this guy's married to an Asian chick. I think he's a fucking worm. He's stupid. He's just a grifter, in my opinion, but whatever. Fuck off, Geraldo Rivera. Fucking Jenny Rivera. You're a piece of shit like Jenny Rivera. I hate her too. She sucks. And that's a story for another day.
What I have to say here, this is going to be the most intense election we've ever had. Everybody's got to cool down, cool it. It must be condemned by Trump. It must be condemned by Clinton. If you are throwing stuff or intimidating stuff or hitting someone, you are not for me, you are against me.
Yeah, you get all these people talking shit about white people and all these other people, you know? It's all retarded. But then you're like, these dumb fucks, you use white people's shit, but yet you don't maintain it. And then you say, you know, white people are so mean and evil. It's because you guys are stupid. You talk crap about white people, but yet you love using their things. So what is it? You people need to start doing your own shit and start fucking blaming other people for your own fucking follies. Just an opinion, but you do you, boo. Yeah, in my personal opinion, I think in the end of the day, we are going to go to World War III because all these stupid people think they could do whatever the hell they want and there's no consequences, so fuck it, whatever. Let's go to to oblivion. It don't matter. At least all this shit's gonna be over. So, fuck it. Let's do this. Just don't fall for this shit. Just take care of yourself and just, yeah, it's all you can do. Everything's going to hell, so take care of yourself and goodbye.
If you would have asked me like 9 months ago if I would ever be making pro-white content, I would have looked at you like you were insane. Like, the idea of a white person being proud to be white is so foreign to most of us, and it's really only been conflated with evil and hate and maliciousness. And it's like you stop and you think about that. Like, white people are really the only ones that are taught to hate ourselves. We're the only ones that are blamed for every and all atrocities across the planet over all of time. We are the only ones that are taught to be colorblind. We're the only ones that are constantly having diversity shoved down our throats. Like, we are a global minority being replaced in our own countries, and I